Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very lived, and oh my gosh, incredibly sexy people. Okay, well, I know that you know already that we are in a tornado of energy shift here. We are swirling and we are popping and we are expanding, and it's just hold on to your little panties, you know, and keep up time. First of all, I want to say happy Father's Day. And a very interesting thing happened as I was getting ready for the show today. I said, well, is there information about masculine energy or Father's Day? Or am I supposed to say anything about Father's Day? And I got a no. And then as I was listening to some of the other things, I heard Father's Day again, and I went, so I'm supposed to say something about Father's Day? And then it was a yes. Well, whenever I get a yes and a no and a yes and a no like that, I understand that the energy is, the channel is saying to me, not in the way that you are thinking of, so open your mind. We're trying to give you some new information. And bottom line, what it was my father coming through to ask me to acknowledge him. Kind of makes me emotional. So then I went on to I did that for him. And then I went on to write down some other information the channel had for me. And at the end, I said, okay, there's something else. And there was yes, and it was my father again asking me to ask all of you to please acknowledge your fathers, whether they're here, whether they're on the other side, no matter what they did for you, to you, with you, whether they were good, whether they were not sufficient in three-dimensional terms. They certainly are now. And so we come together to acknowledge all of the male energy that brought us in, supported us, taught us, whether it was by default or not. We acknowledge the role that that masculine energy has played in our lives. Okay, moving on. You know, there's a lot of people leaving. Oh my gosh, I must get 3 emails or calls a day about people who have just decided, some of the moments that I've been through in the last 3 weeks, I can understand why people are saying, I didn't sign up for this, this is too hard. And I've got a lot of answers for you about how to make it easier today. It all started, if you remember, we ended our show last week with one of the callers, and we couldn't get to quite what she needed, and I told her to email me, and she did. And so we got together, and ultimately what the big breakthrough was ultimately restructuring your brain, the integration of the whole brain around what we were working on with her. And, you know, as soon as we create a webinar, guys, what happens is information starts coming in. So our next webinar, June 30th, not a lot of time left to sign up for it, so get on it, is restructuring your childhood brain. So, for those of you that are new, you can sign up for that on my website, iamdwallace.com, restructuring the childhood brain. It's on the homepage. Okay, so this is the information coming forward around restructuring the childhood brain that I can give you right now. The optimum time to restructure your brain is before you're 30. However, it's possible all the way up until the moment of death in this three-dimensional world. And after death, after we lose the body, our energetic brains continue the restructuring process even after death. So the memory, the emotions, the belief systems that we hold in three-dimensional form move on with us. So if we're going to restructure our brains, we might as well start now, because we're going to take the memory and everything else with us. That's the highest understanding. I get a yes. Okay. Now, what was interesting is I was working with our expert that's going to be with us for restructuring the childhood brain, and she was explaining to me all the different times and ways that the four different parts of the brain develop. It's really interesting, and I've asked her to bring that on the webinar so you understand it. But basically, all of our memory emotion stuff of when we're little is literally implanted within us and becomes physical between the age of birth and 18 months. Now, what's really interesting about that for me is that the reasoning part of the brain doesn't start structuring itself till much, 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 much later. So what we're dealing with a lot of times are those parts of our brain that got energy, got messages, got emotions, you know, picked up, made even belief systems before we had words. And there's no reasoning to it, guys. We're trying to reason oftentimes why we feel certain ways. And the ways we feel were developed before there was ever reasoning in our brain to reason it. And that's why it's imperative for us to take our brains and restructure them toward what we want. Now, the greatest way to do that is through repetition and focus. While we're in embodiment, the greatest way to restructure our brain is through repetition and focus. So you can understand why the channel's given us in the past year so many exercises on how to hold your focus through the red dot, through the love hover. They've literally been teaching us how to hold a focus, so now they can give us the focus of what we want to hold on to. So I got off from that call with her, and I went, well, I wonder what the highest message was that I got between birth and 18 months. And you could have knocked me over. They took me to the core belief, but I was so surprised when I actually got what it was. And what the statement was is, I can never be God. Which makes a lot of sense to me now that I have it, because here I came in to this alcoholic household, right? And I took on the role of saving my mom and even making the money for my family as early as I was 4 years old, saving my brother every night when my dad would get drunk. And I knew at a very, very early age, Deanna, you can't save this family. You can't save these people. It's not your job to save these people, but you can never be God. You can't save these people. All right, now, put that together with our new claim that the channel has given us, this new powerful, incredible claim, which is, I am the God which is. Well, you got yourself in a pretty fine paradox there, because that emotional knowing that was given to me so early, which was I can never be God, is now battling the knowing that I have now, which is we have to be God. We have to be the gods of us. We have to be the creators of our own realities. So once I got that, and I get that is the umbrella for everybody. When we do the webinar, we're going to go into individual beliefs, your major beliefs that you were given by 18 months. But the big umbrella one is you don't have any control. You don't have any say. You're not God. You can never be God. And that battle that's going on within us between I'm God and I'm not God is what's causing all of this trauma and challenge and challenges are the challenges to stay balanced, challenges to stay happy, challenges to stay positive. Okay, so I want to read you this little thing from Conversations with God that they directed me to today. In creating something else, namely the realm of the relative, which is where we live, good, bad, you know, right, wrong, I have produced an environment in which you may choose to be God rather than simply be told that you are God, in which you may experience Godhead as an act of creation rather than a conceptualization, in which the little candle in the sun, the littlest soul, can know itself as the light. So we've been given permission, we've been given our orders, we've been given the right, we've been given the free will. Are you accepting the God of you, that you are the creator of you and your life? Okay, I also want to say, and I'm thrilled and so pleased that I'm finally able to offer to my own community this amazing package that I've put together, the Four Cornerstones of Creation. Not only do you get specifics about the Four Cornerstones, it starts out with an explanation of how energy works. So whether you've been with me forever, or whether you're just finding this work, this is by far the most valuable thing, even above the self-love stuff that we did. This is the most valuable thing that the channel's given us, is the Four Cornerstones of Creation and this how energy works. And literally they said to me, Dee, if you only have one book, if you only have one download, if you only have one thing that you keep going back to refer to keep you in balance and keep you in the creation process, it would be this. It's now available for you guys. It's on the homepage. It's called the Four Cornerstones of Creation. And I want to thank my new guy who came on and got our website for us all worked out, because now it's going to be easy for everybody. Once you buy it, guys, you own it. I just trust that the whole world, you're going to share, you know, come and get this, come and get this work, because we've got to get this out there. Please press 1 if you want to talk to the channel right now, and you will be put on my list, and we can go to the call. Yippee, we're going to start with Karen in Canada. Hi, sweetheart, how are you?
Hi, Dee. I'm awesome. Thank you for asking, and thank you for taking my call.
You Happy bet. Father's so Day. So good to hear from you.
Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful call this morning. My question it actually runs parallel to that, because I do notice by the experiences that show up in my life, it seems to be in boss situations, that it's either the male energy or the male that it brings up a core belief that I'm not good enough, quite good enough, and I think that comes from comes from my childhood. And
how do I heal that?
I know that. Oh, where are you? Sorry, I'll try something different.
Yeah, I got you now. So how do you what? Okay.
Well, I know that my father did not believe I was his, and so I wasn't welcome, by him. And then I turned out that I was the second child, and I was a girl, and I was a blonde. So there were many things that made him believe that I wasn't his until I had my son who looked like him. And before he passed away, he admitted something which I picked up on, the feeling that I just wasn't good enough. It didn't matter what I did. I didn't seem to be good enough. And it was because after he gave me that information that I realized I was picking up that he didn't quite believe.
Okay, but Karen, doesn't this come down to I can never be my own God?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, that's what I mean. And bottom line, guys, this is what I want you to get, Karen. You know it all. You just described to me what the problem is. Don't keep focusing on the problem anymore. What do you want to create yourself as now that you know that you've never felt good enough? What do you want as the God of Karen? Who do you want to create yourself as now?
As a loved, confident woman.
Yeah. As Karen, who knows she's good enough, because she bloody well creates herself that way. We know all the things that we don't want to be, guys. We know that right now. I don't want to be scared. I don't want to not make money. I don't want to be unhealthy. You know all those things. But yet we keep asking the questions, how do I change it? And I'm saying to you, create what you want. That is how you change what you don't want.
So when I show up in my job and I'm acting powerful, I'm trying to do, well, I'm not trying, I do consciously make an effort to do the best job that I possibly can. It's sales, right? So you get mirrored back by your results, how good you are, I guess, apparently. And I have a boss who constantly mirrors back to me, and he even said that he's not sure why he hired me, jokingly. But I looked at him, and it's like, it doesn't matter what I do, I'm never quite good enough in his eyes, and yet he treats me different than everybody else. And I'm not sure what I'm doing differently other than trying as hard as I possibly can. So I just noticed that that's a pattern. I do attract or create bosses that mirror that back to me. And I'm not sure why that because
you're still playing out the role with your father. Don't you understand a boss is just another incarnation of a father, of a male energy?
Yes.
Our fathers are in charge. Our fathers tell us what to do. Our fathers, quote unquote, take care of us, right? Which is what a boss does when he pays you. A boss is
right.
just another metaphor for a father. Okay.
Exactly.
So you want to know, you want to restructure your brain to know that
yes.
everybody that represents father energy honors you and sees your self-worth and knows your self-worth because you see yourself with male energy that way. Okay, so let me reiterate again, everybody. You have to shift. You have to see yourself in the way that you want to be seen before they can see you that way.
Okay.
So the world is not going to see me as a major working actress until I see myself that way. Your boss is not going to see you that way in your experience until you see yourself in that way. So, you see, from my point of view, Karen, I could look at you and go, well, he's treating you that way because he does see your self-worth. But you haven't been able to see your self-worth, so you can't see that he's seeing your self-worth and saying, oh, that's why he's treating me that way. Because you can't experience it until you experience it within yourself. Do you understand?
It brings up confusion, Dee. I think this is why I'm asking, because my head's trying to understand it, but I'm not
getting
it.
Well, your head is never going to understand it. And you know that. Your head is not where, you know, you go to your heart, and you go, okay, I'm going to know I'm fabulous. I'm going to know I'm worth it. And I'm going to see everybody out there seeing me that way. That's my choice for this day. And you get up and say it every day. If you do the breathing exercise that the channel gave us over a year ago, that would help greatly, they're saying. Take a big, deep breath in to the count of three or four. With a smile on your face, you exhale it, and you say, I am fabulously worth it. And feel it in your love place. Yeah, you see, you can feel that already. Guys,
yes.
You've got every single solitary exercise they've given you over the last year is all you need to shift anything that you're asking about. I'm testing this right now and getting a huge yes. But you've got to do the work.
Okay.
Or you keep, you know, a year from now calling back with the same questions. Do you understand?
Okay.
We are restructuring the synapses of our brain. And repetition and focus is the best way to do that. That's why they've given us these exercises. So I want to hear from you in another month after you've done that, the shift that
okay.
you're seeing in your life, Karen. Okay?
Hey, thank you, Dee. I love you.
All right, darling. I love you, too. Now get on it. Okay? Just everybody, you know, wants you to do it. Just do it. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lord have mercy. Patty, what's
Hi.
Up?
Hi.
Hi.
I have been dreaming weird dreams, and I wanted to know what's up with that. Like, am I supposed to be learning something from this?
Well, you know, my thing about dreams, they're a way of you communicating with yourself. And I believe that everything in a dream is you.
Hmm.
So give me one of your dreams quickly.
Okay, a house full of aquariums from floor to ceiling. And then someone crashing a helicopter to rebel against the father.
Rebel against the what?
The father.
You mean God?
It's just kind of like I'm not going to do what you told me to, and I crash into, you know, crash the helicopter.
Yeah, okay, well, that's you. That's you crashing against yourself.
Yeah.
And if you have a dream about aquariums and a house full of water, water is the thing. And if you've read Getting Stuff, you know this. There's a whole chapter in there about water holds memory from the beginning of time. Okay? Is this is the aquarium in the same dream as the helicopter?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, you're asking yourself, Patty, you know, restructure the water. Quit fighting yourself. Quit bombing yourself, you know. And the father is, of course, the masculine energy. That's the energy that we take out into the world. But most of us perceive masculine energy as force instead of true power, which we've talked about a lot. In other words, you will do this, right? Instead of, no, I'm just going to create this. That's true power. Power, okay. True power doesn't need any force because it just knows. So the very first sentence I said when I started teaching this work over 20 years ago was the very thing you're wanting to create, you're fighting against yourself to allow yourself to create. And the more information I get, that's really where we're at. Find where you're fighting yourself, guys, and get yourself on board with your God self that is power, not force, but power. Until you truly know and accept, I am the God which is, I am the Word, then you're going to be fighting against yourself because a part of you is going to keep saying, no, I'm not. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Dee.
All right. So you can direct your dreams, too. So tonight, I want a dream tonight about me being the God I am and loving it and accepting it and being safe and secure in this world to be it, because I am choosing and I am claiming I am the God which is. So let's just take a moment. Go to your love place, everybody. I am the God which is. I am the Word. What I focus on, what I repeat, what I live, what I think, what I say becomes the creation of my reality because it's the creation of the God I am. So choose your thoughts and your focus well. Thank you, Patty, for calling in. All right, Miss Jeannie, what's up? Hello, Jeannie.
Hello.
What's up?
I just wanted to add something to Father's Day. There is a new blending of the masculine and feminine energy. And it's really heavenly.
You know, Jeannie, I get a no that there's a new blending, but I get a yes on that there's a new acceptance.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Yeah, there's a new acceptance of the equal blending that always has been. And so through our new acceptance of that, now why did they just show me ISIS and all the racist stuff that's going on here? Okay, well, what they're saying is, we all think it's horrible, and we're all very focused on the fear of it. And they want us to know that it is serving a great purpose for bringing in this acceptance of the feminine and the masculine energy. And now they're showing me Hillary Clinton. So Hillary, to me, exhibits the power of a good balance of masculine and feminine energy for me. So there's that, again, that power being acknowledged for the divineness and the creation that goes along with it, as opposed to taking away creation from people, which it stood for so long. Wow. Okay, did you get that, Jeannie?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So, in other words, the masculine energy has stood for force for so long, and we are now accepting this new definition of power, which means the balance of masculine feminine. Wow. So we're all going to come together and claim I am the God which is, I am the Word around all of that. So it is. In other words, because we are stating it and knowing absolutely that we are the God that creates it, it's done. The Word is done. And that's what "and so it is" means. There's nothing else to do. It's done. Like, you don't keep asking, did I order my dinner at a restaurant? You just know it's going to come. So we stand in our knowing here together. Thanks, Jeannie. Thanks for bringing
that one in.
You're welcome.
There was one other thing I got this morning about that. Of course, we, within our humanness, expect everything 1, 2, 3, but it takes time for all of the new frequencies and energies to be absorbed within the cellular structures.
Only until we believe it doesn't. Only until we believe it doesn't, Jeannie.
Well, you have to know it's happening, in other words.
You have to know it's already
it.
Happened. Hold on. You have to know it is already done. They keep emphasizing this in thousands of different ways, guys, for us. Enter the kingdom as a little child. Once you ask, know it's already delivered. It's on its way. It's done. Feel into what it feels like to be the God creator of you. You know, Karen, what does it feel like to walk into your office and absolutely know, not wonder, not look to see, but absolutely know that you are honored beyond words by the people that you work for and you work with? You see, when you can feel that before you ever walk in, that's when creation happens, because that's when you, in your reality and your acceptance, can acknowledge the creation. So that can happen before you ever walk into the room. It happens within you. Wow. Okay. My Baptist preacher came out there for a minute.
Good.
So
I love your Baptist preacher.
I know. We haven't heard from him for a while. So we're claiming I am the God which is. I am the God which creates the experience of already having everything manifested within me. It's done. Woo-hoo! And so it is. Thanks, Jeannie. Woo!
A pleasure.
Wow, am I glad I did
Thank
that
you.
Call. Thank you, darling. Okay, Stephen says there's no one here, but I'm going to go here. Since your hand's up. 661-748. Who is this? Anybody here? All right. Moving on then. See if I can get you off here. Okay. We're going to, well, Lynn, we haven't heard from you in a while. What's up?
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Well, I've been doing the I Am the Love That Is, that exercise, that focus every morning for 2 weeks. I moved into you know, an apartment with a roommate. That didn't work out. It didn't work out because financially I couldn't come up with the money. I have since landed a great job. I'm just waiting for the final okay with a background check. It appears to be that I'm going to be making enough money. Not entirely.
What's your question, Lynn? I need your question.
Okay.
See, you want to keep telling your story.
No,
I don't want
you to keep telling
your story.
I'm done with the old story. I don't know if it's restructuring.
Now you're telling a new story, and the new story is I'm trying. And they don't want you to be trying, because as long as you define yourself as trying, your life will look like a continual trying. Do you understand?
Yeah, I thought I'd been doing
that. And they want you to go back to I am the God which is, and the battle that you continually have on I can never be God, which is, you know, the money's God or the guy is God or something outside of you is the reason why Lynn can't. Okay. Now, you're a metaphor for all of us, baby.
Okay.
My trip here, I'm in Canada right now, and my trip here started out repeating a lot of the stuff that happened in China. And I went, no, I ain't doing this again. I'm the God which is, and I am not doing this again. So what do I want to be doing? I want to be in harmony with everything flowing. I want to be in harmony with everybody coming through for me, loving me, honoring me, showing up for me. They forgot to send somebody to pick me up at the airport, right? Stuff like this is starting to really get in our face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting in our face because the part of us is percolating to the top that we need to recreate and restructure. So they're going to give you a core belief. This page here. Okay, these aren't the highest words. As it's written, I don't think I have enough energy to do this. But basically what it is I don't think I have enough God energy to do this. I'm not enough God to create my own life.
Hmm.
So if you are the God which is, and you are the Word, what words do you want to speak around that?
Well,
I know
that. Okay.
Okay, I know.
I know. Uh-huh.
That I am enough God energy to claim that I am the God energy.
Okay.
Can you feel into that? From your love place? Because you tend to want to go to the fourth place, Lynn, instead of the love place.
Right. And the exercise that I've been doing for the last 2 weeks, I've been using love because I haven't been able to be comfortable with using God. I know that.
Yes, and that's exactly where you're falling out. So that's a good thing for you to realize. Kudos. Love is just another word for God. Except that when I say you think you have enough love energy to do this, I get a no also. So either way you look at it, even if you're, you know, they don't want you to use that as an excuse is what they're saying.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Whether you use love or whether you use God, you've got to know you're enough.
Okay.
To create you. By yourself in cooperation with all other energy that will come to work with you once you get all of you on board.
Okay.
All right. So we're claiming around everything we've talked about. I am the God which is. I am the word here that we've spoken. It's done. So again, I'm saying to all of you, go within and play pretend and create for yourself the feeling of what you want. All the money, all the honor from people, including yourself, all the energy, the health. What does it feel like to be totally healthy and energetic? You've got to create that in yourself, and then it's done. Okay? Thanks for calling in, baby.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to Miss Linda in Minnesota. Hi, baby. You're on.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning, darling. What's up?
I haven't talked to you for a while, so I wanted to call and say hi.
Hi.
Interesting show. So an update on where I, and I don't have any, I'm not really feeling like I'm struggling or having any issues or anything. I wanted to update you. I'm home with a third, with my third guide dog, who is a female.
Oh, beautiful. I
retired Luxor in April, and the end of April I went to the Oregon campus and trained with this wonderful Rosemary, who as difficult and as challenging as Luxor was, that's how easy she is.
Yes, well, Luxor, you know, he gave you a great gift to see that you could do it. And once you knew you could do it, you didn't have to struggle against it anymore, and then you could just create ease. And that kind of sums up this entire show, what they've been saying. Once you know that you're it, once you know that you're the God energy that creates, once you know that you are loved and honored because you love and honor yourself, then the rest of it's easy. Then your guide dogs and your bosses and your significant others and the money, all of it can come in and just kind of chill with you and keep creating. Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, really neat. I really learned a lot from him. As difficult as it was.
Well, and he was
the fighting against it.
Yeah, Linda, he was a metaphor for the part of yourself that you kept fighting against.
Yes.
Yes. That our animals come in to balance us and show us. Look, Mom, look how easy it would be if you would just whatever. Right?
No. Just no.
What do you mean?
No, the K-N-O-W. The K-N-O-W. Know that I know.
Yes, know that you know. Yeah, because they know, the animals know. See?
Yeah.
They know who they are. They know why they're here. And, you know, they want me to speak about the animals that are mistreated, you know, and the information about the animals that come, because their job in doing that is to teach compassion. They're going, look, guys, look how you feel when you get this information about us. How can you not feel that for each other?
Hmm.
So, you know, there are people that I talk to that are much more affected by animals than they are by the stories where somebody's locked their kid up in a closet with their own feces for 4 months.
Mm.
You know, and the animals are going, compassion. We are here to teach compassion and unconditional love. So I'm thrilled for you that Miss Rosemary is with you. I know any transition like that is challenging, Linda.
It was.
You know? But you knew you could do it, and you did it. And look at the joy and the ease that you have from it now.
Yeah, she is really a living example of living love.
They want to say to you, create that relationship the same way with your son. I don't remember a lot about your son, but I remember that this information is indicative of some things that we've worked on.
Yes.
So Rosemary's teaching you very well the ease of relationships that can be with your son and everybody. Okay?
Okay. Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you, darling. So nice to hear from you.
Nice. Thank you.
All right. We're going to Ulrike in British Columbia. Did I say that right?
It is.
I ask you every
Ulrike,
time,
almost. Almost.
Say it for me again.
Ulrike.
I don't think my tongue goes that
it's
way,
just
but
the
I'll
end.
Try.
It's just the end. Ulrike. If you just change
Ulrike.
The end, it doesn't matter.
Okay,
it does
darling.
Not matter.
What can we do for you?
Well,
it's a beautiful
I'm really,
name.
I'm really touched by your show today. I mean, I feel so empowered already. Thank you so much. Wow, I don't know what's going on within me. It's very strong. And, you know, I have a lot of things in change right now or coming that I don't know about, what my life is going to look like. And in a few months, and I just wanted to know what area is most important for me right now to focus on.
Well, the first thing I'm hearing is to get out of your fear.
Yeah.
So you're in a lot of fear, and fear is keeping you from joyfully focusing on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest fear that you have right now is making the wrong decision. Is that resonating with you?
Yeah. Not that I'm so clear about that, but you're probably right.
Well,
yeah.
First of all, they want to ask, what makes you feel good?
What makes me feel good is to create. I'm an artist. And
okay, so in all these decisions that you have to make,
mm-hmm.
Which decision makes you feel the best? Which decision gives you the most joy?
To create another place, I have to move out of this beautiful house here. Where I can create and where I also can invite other people to create with me.
Okay. So that is what you want to focus on. That is what you want to feel into already having, it's already done. So go to your love place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And feel love around, oh my gosh, I have this perfect, beautiful new place. It's great for me. My talent flourishes. I can have my friends in. People can come in. We can do art together. Oh my gosh! I can feel how expanded I am in this place. Can you start
mm-hmm.
feeling that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can. Mm-hmm.
That's where you hold your focus. Not mm-hmm. oh my God, how can I? And oh my gosh, I don't think I'll ever find another place like this.
Mm. It's interesting it's interesting that I'm focusing. I mean, I'd love to create with other people. Right now, I have a little gallery in my house, and so I sell my things. So it's interesting that the focus shifts.
Well, yes, and they're saying yes, and you have to. Well, okay, and then the next thing that comes in is, don't you know you can have it all? Don't you know you can create
mm-hmm.
with others and mm-hmm. have a gallery? And
mm-hmm.
But until you know you can have it all, you can't know you have it all. So you've got to start feeling into everything that you want, guys. Feel into everything that you want. You know, I got this series. I told you all, I booked a series for Amazon called Just Add Magic. And it was interesting when it got to the money. It was interesting what I went through. Because my first thought was, oh, wow, I can really relax now financially. Look at what I've created. And then it was, oh, well, but I want to keep creating, but I already have this money. And then the voice would go, well, why can't you create more money? And I got to see my Midwestern values coming up again, going, my gosh, Deanna, don't ask for more. You have enough. And the channel is going, ask for everything. So if you make 200, ask for 5. If you make 500, ask for 1,000,000. Just know you can be happy with what you have. That's the key. You see, it's not the money or the place we live or how big the gallery is. It's, are we happy in every stage of that so that we keep creating even more?
Okay? Yeah, I am happy.
Good. So they want you to keep focused on feeling into that happiness and that joy and envisioning the place that you want and knowing it's done. And your job is to just do that and then take the action steps to help create finding the place. The place is already there for you. You understand? It's already there. And the more you know that, the quicker you find it.
Okay. You have always manifested beautiful places. So why not now?
So, exactly. The memory in your water already knows that. All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you a lot. I love you.
I love you, too. I love all of you fabulous people. Anna, we're going to take you real quick, but I've only got a few minutes here. What's up? Get to it.
Hi. Thank you so much. I just wanted to know what the message for me today is about whatever I need to know.
Well, they usually don't take general questions like that, but they're saying, yes, take that. So, cheat, book, give me a song. Any song that pops in.
Any song that popped in is Now and Forever, I think is the lyrics.
Okay, good. Yes, and that's a good wrap-up to the show. What you do now, where you hold your focus now, the thoughts that you keep repeating to yourself now, the love place that you take yourself now creates your forever. And they want you to know that even after embodiment, if you don't do it now, you're going to do it when your body leaves. So you might as well get on it, guys, because this is what you're here to know, to absolutely focus on the creation that you want, only on the creation that you want. And the four cornerstones are going to be the quintessential snap of a finger way that you can keep yourself on that road. Am I loving me? Am I loving all energy? Am I living in the moment? Do I know I'm my own creator in this moment? So I urge you, if you can, get the four cornerstones. You will have them forever. You can go back and listen to them and touch base with them once a week, once a day, whenever you want to, and start using these in your life. They keep giving us these amazing tools to use, you know, but like a garden, you got to use the hoe and You got to use the seeds in order to reap, you know, the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the message for everyone, Anna,
okay.
is look to now, look to the moment of now, and focus on what you're creating, darling.
Thank you.
And that's for all of us. You bet. Thank
okay.
you.
Love
I love you guys so much. Happy Father's Day. Happy masculine energy that's in balance with feminine energy. Please say hi and acknowledge all of your fathers. The energy literally has come through, and my dad does not come through much for me. So it was an honor to hear from him today. I love you all so very much until we meet again. Love yourselves. Love yourselves. Love yourselves more, because you know that's what creation is all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.